Good morning. 7:32 a.m. is 7:32. Let me enunciate it a little more clearly. On Thursday, October the 8th, 2015. I think that's right. It's chilly this morning. It's just barely 50 degrees. I'm running a tad late because today is early day, which meant I had to get the kid up at 6 o'clock and get her out. I've been out to school and back again this morning. I have to go back and get her in just a couple of hours. It's her early in and early out day. Is that cool? Cold enough, my nose is running, fingers are freezing. No, not really. I've had both hands stuck in my pocket, so they're not too bad. The contrast between in the pocket and out in the air is a bit startling, but it's a gorgeous morning. It really is. After so many days of fog, overcast, drizzle, beautiful. I took a couple pictures this morning and posted them on the G Plus. A lot of mare's tails, a lot of blue sky. It's quite nice. Fall is in the air. We see a few trees here and there that are touched with the Jack Frost paintbrush here. Let's see if I can focus. Yesterday was another one of those days where I could not seem to stop obsessively, compulsively refreshing Amazon. Checking sales, checking the page reads, checking the rank. Did do my homework in terms of the November promotion for the share books. I haven't heard back from the request for ad buys yet, but I filed them. I put them out there. Hope I hear some good news on those. It was an interesting challenge trying to get BookBub to accept any of my books. They kept turning them down. But I got one accepted. Not necessarily the one I wanted, but I got one accepted. And okay, we'll do this. Beauty. I'm thinking I'm thinking ahead to breakfast because I'm so hungry. But also thinking about the book Milk Run. I guess, now, there's no guess about it. There's no if and or but about it. What I need to do is just stop trying to figure out what the story is and open up the word processor and type some words. Head is going bing 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 bing. I can't, I'm having a terrible time to gain any sort of focus, to remember anything for more than a second at a time. So I'll think of something I need at the grocery store and then pull out the grocery list and forget what it is between the time it took me to find the list. And I know where the list is. I mean, there's always, right now, the grocery list is in my pocket, but remembering from the time I think of it to the time I get the list out of my pocket is sometimes too long, and things just disappear. A lot of very nice reviews. Thank you all for saying nice things about In Ashes Born. Couple confused people who don't seem to quite get what the hell's going on with the story, but that's okay. Everybody is entitled to their own opinion. The guy who's insisting that it's not a standalone story, that you can't understand what's going on unless you've read the first six books, is just, yeah, I sort of get it. If what you're looking for is a different kind of story, if what you're looking for is a story where everything is explained going in and everything is resolved coming out, where action means beating somebody up, where plot is who kills who, yeah, I get it. It's the wrong story. Not a story for that particular person. I get it. That's a valid, you know, it's nothing ever happens, it's just people talking. People have been saying that since Quartershare. I'm still waiting for my first one-star review. That should be coming. Let's see. A lot of people are still recommending everybody go back and read the first six books first. Yeah, I mean, sure. I get it. I don't necessarily agree, but I do understand. I'm coming to grips with the reality of how this looks. I'm still laughing over the Manchester 88s. Somebody wrote a comment on, I'm pretty sure it was on the Facebook group, about Manchester 88s. How do you get up? How do you come with 88? How do you get up to 88? How do you find 88? Because there aren't, 88 doesn't divide by 6, so it can't be like Lois McKendrick with just extra cargo space. there's no rhyme or reason to why 88. And of course it goes back to 88 keys on piano, the Delta 88, the Delta Rocket 88. Some of you might remember that car. Monk Post. So it's Manchester 88. And when they asked, how do you get 88? I gave a little explanation about how, while there are the 600, I guess there's 660 metric kiloton pie-shaped 12-meter cargo containers, there are also 1 metric kiloton 10-meter cube cargo containers designed for external shipping, as opposed to the 1-meter cubes that were used in the Iris and get used heavily in small internal cargo bay shipping. But so I said, you know, there's 8 of them, 8 of them per level, 8 of them per row, and 11 rows, and they're cubes, which I thought was perfectly legit. It was perfectly understandable. And unfortunately, I could have sworn I was being trolled, but I guess I understand. To me, it seemed perfectly logical that you would have 8 cubes arranged in a hollow square to create the first row, and the hollow down the middle, leaving a 10-meter spine to latch them all onto and to provide extra tankage. And I mean, that's a pretty big space, 30 by 30 by 110. The ship itself is rather short compared to the Lois, but it's also got double the cargo capacity. It's slightly longer than a barbell. But it seemed perfectly logical to me that I couldn't understand why the phrase eight cans per row, 11 rows, 88 for 88,000 metric kiloton, 88,000 metric tons, 88 metric kilotons. And I swear they were just trolling me to see how far they could push me. But the reality is, apparently it's not really all that obvious. It's not really all that. That third dimension as a row, that you would arrange 8 things, not in a line, but in a circle, in some sort of regular arrangement that would allow for individual cans to be plucked from a spine and to have them arrayed along the spine like grapes on a stem. And I couldn't imagine how else one might do it. And then they wanted to know, well, that's a really wide ship. And I couldn't figure out why that's a really wide ship. And that was because the perception was that it was 8 cans lined up in a single line, perhaps 4 on either side of the spine or something. And while logically it doesn't really matter, from a practical standpoint, it would require a bit more bracing, because the lateral forces of the application of G from the rear of the ship or from the sail nodes pulling the ship, any kind of shift in vector velocity would put a strain on the containers out at the ends, which is why what you do is you put them in a ring, you put them in 8. I suppose I could have done, you know, 4 rows of 4 in a row. top, bottom, left, right, and then done 22 rows, which will make the ship much longer, but it is largely superfluous. It's largely irrelevant because the cargo cans themselves can lock together the same way cargo cans lock together in other, you know, the corners of the cargo cans on the Lois McKendrick locked together. So it's not a strange technology. It's not a foreign technology. It's not something that hasn't been done already in the universe. So let's see. So now I want to build it in Blender, and that's just another distraction, another thing that I want to do, and instead of writing the next book, which is what I need to do. So I'm gonna, let's see what I can do today to try to get other red into the, at least into the blue, and if not into the green today for writing words. Good sign. A guy the other day warned me about a white dog with big black spots. I just saw it go by. He's on a mission. So I guess it's okay. Good morning.
Trying to get him in and out of the sticker.
Sure. I have no idea what she just said. Well, it's warmed up nicely. It's because I'm walking in the sun. I have been walking in the sun ever since Monk Bowl, pretty much. Monk Post, sorry. It's warmed up. I've got a little exercise going. I've got a little blood flowing. I need to get a little breakfast moving, and I can see about getting some words going. Good morning. Good morning. I'm going to get all the territory marked here. I'm waiting while the dog pees on a tree. So it's trash day, I got the trash out, it's recycle day, I got the recycles out. I haven't come pick them up yet, but it's also lawnmower day. The lawnmower guy should be here today. And here I am. Home again, home again. Out the back gate. And tomorrow, I'm pretty sure tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.